Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's traffic, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Missouri side, 71 northbound, a little slow from 87th up to Gregory. Gets heavier past 63rd Street, but once you get up towards 55th, moving better. Heading out of the Grandview Triangle, 435 westbound, briefly slow, but things moving well for the most part. Kansas side, 635 southbound, slow rolling from Shawnee Drive to I-35. Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan, traffic.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday flew by this week, but yesterday and today, they're going slower. I'm ready to get to Sunday, which, of course, you can catch all the action right here Sunday, starting at 9 a.m. with me, Fantasy Football Sunday, straight into Binkley, straight into Josh Briscoe right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Chiefs.
How could you say it's going slow? We just had Mitch say he agrees with everything I've ever said in my entire life and called you Karen from Philly. I mean, like that, Mitch.
Bob can take the day. He's spent.
Yeah, Mitch excited. We'll definitely play some more of that audio if you missed it, of course, also on the podcast.
Is it bad page. That Mitch and I are now on the same wavelength?
Yes.
I think we've kind of always been.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, he usually runs confident. But he's extra confident this Sunday, which made me excited.
Yeah. Should make you excited.
Well, and it feels like he has a really good kind of vibe, pulse.
Oh, he knows what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's why we love getting Mitch Holtis on right here every Friday at 7:20. Big Red Friday. One word on Chiefs Bills this weekend.
Fun. Let's go. Let's do this. I'm ready for this game. I'm juiced for this game.
I know that I'm hard.
Like, I'm ready for this game to be on my television set. Right. Let's go.
Ecstatic is the word I use every year. I'm ready for it. Like Bob said, I love this game. It's fun. It's energetic. It's everything you think it will be, and then it's not. Get me to 325. Actually, just get me to like the witching hour on Sunday, and then I'm ramped up, ready to go.
The anxiety will start about 2. I'll start pacing, you know.
But these games don't get you nervous.
It will a little bit on Sunday. Okay. Yeah, it will. Okay. It's not nervous. It's more of like, let's get me to the end so I can put 6-3 on my scorecard. And the reason I think I'm more nervous, maybe, and this is like child Bob. I want them to win so bad to give the Nationals a nice big poop burger to eat. I really do. Like, it's spiteful for me to see all these idiots in the national media. Oh, how about the Chiefs? 6-3, pal. Sit back down, Carton.
Oh, yeah, they're already crawling back. They'll claim they've been like this from the beginning. We've got the clips. Don't worry. We've got the receipts. One word on World Series Game 6 tonight back in Toronto. Blue Jays could win it all. They're up 3-2.
This one could be electric, and that's the word that I'm using. That's a town that hasn't won a championship since the early 90s. And don't forget, like, the Maple Leafs have not won a Stanley Cup up there in, like, 50 years. They did win that basketball championship, but nobody cares about that. This is going to be major if Toronto pulls this off, and Vladimir Guerrero will now be, if they pull this off, probably the new face of baseball because of the way that he's been playing. Toronto wins tonight. He's the MVP. I don't think they are, but we're going to a game 7, guys.
Yeah, my one word would be Dodgers, just so we can get a game seven. I have no skin in this game. I have no blood in the fight. I just want to see a game seven. It's always awesome. Plus, that's a Saturday night event that then leads you into what could be a good Sunday for football, which would probably will be a good Sunday. You go from college football to a game seven on a Saturday with no plans. Sign me up.
Jody Fortson wants to be signed back up in the NFL. Fortson tore his ACL and MCL last year. He is now cleared to play. One word on Jody Fortson.
X, which means X. That's where he's popular, on X. Social media wants Jody Fortson back. Hey, we got Mike Pinnell. Maybe Jody Fortson is the guy. We don't need Jody Fortson, but, you know, X. That's where he got very popular yesterday when fans saw that.
My one word is Tunyon. He took that role.
That's right.
That's his spot now. So it's fun. Former friend alert will be the next tweet we see of Jody Fortson when he signs with the Miami Dolphins.
That's
who
right.
Need a tight end.
Because they lost the guy that retired and came out of retirement. Waller.
Yeah, he was. One word on Steve Smith Sr. absolutely roasting Keon Coleman. Quote, you can't teach a dog how to bark. You either got it or you don't. Said he can't get separation. He can't get open. Josh Allen looks his way but doesn't throw it because he doesn't have that separation. One word.
I'm going to say harsh is the word that I use. You don't normally see player-on-player crime like that. Really don't see it to that level. But I love the fact that Steve Smith is speaking his mind and saying, you know, what's going on and what he sees. That's why he's paid. As a former player, they hire analysts to tell you what's going on, not sit there and ball wash the NFL. And I like the fact that Steve Smith is like, look, this guy's got to do a better job. He's calling him out. And if you're Keon Coleman, you don't put eyeballs up or laughter emojis like he did yesterday or whatever it is. You listen to that and you go, is he right? Let me take a look at myself. Am I doing what he's saying? And if I am, maybe I can improve on that. You need to use that as a way to improve more than anything.
Yeah. I would say scary. I don't like when other guys call out other guys. We saw him do this to Jerry Jeudy, and then Jerry Jeudy had himself quite the game against the Chiefs, I believe it was, when he was with Denver. But again, like, hey, man, that's Hall of Famer Steve Smith. That's a legendary wide receiver in the game, and he sees things differently than we do. And if he's calling you out, man, that means everybody sees it, not just Steve Smith.
Like when he said he liked my shirt. Everyone liked my shirt.
That's
he
right.
Just said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right. What shirt was that you were wearing that day?
Super Bowl. It's like a stripe. It's a black shirt with like neon stripes.
Yeah.
Not neon, but like
colorful.
Yeah.
Okay. That is stylish. Disney and YouTube TV not reaching a deal. YouTube TV going to pull ESPN networks off their platform as Disney and Google failed to reach a deal. One word there.
Box.
Got that box.
Get the box. I'm over people complaining about these cable disputes. You know it's going to happen. Every one of them disputes with somebody. The only reason we know about these are because they're sports related. Like, if they were bickering with the Home Garden Network, nobody would care.
Yep,
you know?
Yep.
Nobody would know. So,
box.
Yeah, I'd say normalcy. We've done this before with YouTube. We see the outlandish cries on the internet, and then somebody buckles. You'll have your YouTube and ESPN by the end of the day today. That's my guess at Disney and YouTube will be like, all right, we've shown that we hate each other, but we can't live without each other. You can't live with them, can't live without, without them. That's my marriage.
Can't live with them, can't live without them.
And our prices are now
increased. Exactly right.
Yeah, exactly. Our boss, the inspector, Steve Inspector, man.
Steven Orlowski.
He's like
Steven Ordumsky.
Yeah, he's like that role player off the bench. He just makes the most of his minutes, man. He got 41 seconds here, and he made the most of it. Here's a take that was played on the drive yesterday with CDOT on Spector's take on Buffalo wings. Let's listen.
All right, it's Buffalo week. It's Bills week, so I'm going to go sweet Thai chili 1, lemon pepper 2, and I'll go Buffalo number 3. But that's not why you have me recording today. I would say 8 out of 10 times at the restaurant, I am going to order boneless wings over bone-in. I'm okay with bone-in wings as an appetizer, but it's not an entree. There's a lot of work involved with eating the wings. It's messy, and the amount of meat per bite is just not worth it to me. I think people say they like bone-in wings more than they do because of the setting that they're in. It's football, you're at a bar, whatever, but the actual food, if you put it in a vacuum, bone-in wings are incredibly overrated.
There it is. I don't know if meat in the bite.
I mean, boneless wings are nuggets. We know
100%.
That.
Yes,
they are. They are delicious. Yeah. They are a fun option. They're not the number one option. They shouldn't be ordered 8 out of 10 times. They should be ordered 2 out of 10 times. Hey, you guys want to get some boneless wings real quick? They sound good. All right. More often than not, I'm getting bone-in wings. I know what I'm getting myself into. If I leave this station at 4:30 in the afternoon, I know I'm getting into rush hour. I'm not going to take side roads all the way home. It's not going to cut off that much time. If I'm going to go to a restaurant and it's wing-oriented, if I'm going to go to the Peanut, I'm not going to be like, do you guys have any, can I get the BLT, which is very good there.
Oh, it's amazing.
I shall say that. Yeah. It's a very good BLT.
It's the best in the city.
Oh, I mean, it's nuts. It's really good.
Yeah, it's the best.
Especially if you put like some blue cheese on it as well.
Hell yeah.
Now you're loading up those arteries. Then you're going to finish it off with that peanut butter cake.
I don't eat desserts. But yeah, like I would 100% say, you know what you're getting yourself into. It's a one word, bad take on Steven Spector.
Well, it's just, it's wrong. And I'll be honest with you. If they didn't call them boneless wings, I'd be more apt to order them. Call them adult chicken nuggets, man. Yeah. Like, and that's what you should put on your menu. Adult chicken nuggets. Call them the ACNs, man, and offer them in different flavors. Because adults, we like being kids. We like that nostalgia type thing. You start serving adult chicken nuggets, we're all probably in. But somebody in their infinite wisdom decided to call them boneless wings. They are not wings. They are processed chicken in a thing, and they fry them, and that's it. They're good. They're fine. They're adult chicken nuggets. They're not even in the same damn category as wings.
Somebody says, Speck sounds like a guy that has too much money. LOL. Speck is crazy. Boneless wings are just a bunch of breading and sauce. I'll take bone and wings 10 out of 10 times for appetizer, dinner, and dessert.
Yeah.
And then somebody says from the 816, does Speck eat wings in the baby high seat chair?
Can I ask a really random question here?
Why not?
You said he'd take the wings for dessert, okay? Bear with me for a second. Could we do like a Nutella wing sauce? Does that sound good?
No.
Like what about a chocolate wing? A peanut butter and jelly wing I have had, and it was delightful.
It was good.
You could do like a Cinnamon Toast Crunch wing where you could like put like cinnamon and sugar down on like a dry rub and like mix it into that and serve it. I don't know if that would tickle your fancy.
I mean, I'm talking like the flavors meld with the chicken.
Yeah.
Like you're
yeah,
not doing buffalo sauce on the chicken. You got the raw wing. You make a dessert wing. How are we making a dessert wing? My God, the stuff we're talking about. But seriously, how do we make a dessert wing? Like the first thing I think of is like melted Nutella, tossed it in that, maybe a melted peanut butter drizzle kind of over the top. Maybe it's a chocolate ganache. Maybe it's I don't know. I'm like, does anybody serve a dessert wing? Did I just invent something that I can now retire on? The dessert wing.
Maybe.
Drive around in a white truck, ringing a bell, selling the dessert wing.
My God.
Fruit Loops, maybe you roll it in like fluff and Fruit Loop, you know, like crumbs or I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud.
Jazzy B's in Lee Summit has a chocolate strawberry wing.
There you go.
There it is.
Jazzy B's is good.
Solid.
I did a Food Network show with them about 10 years ago. It was awesome.
You got to get the crab balls.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, they're money, dude. By the way, Paige Smoranek, 38 minutes ago, tweeted her Halloween costume. She is Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, that's good.
I'm
Max, like, who's dude. Jessica Rabbit?
Oh, my
Probably the hottest cartoon character of all time. We've gone down
Jessica
that road
Rabbit.
Before. Jessica Rabbit, Betty Boop, and I think Janice from The Muppets would be so much fun.
Good God.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Betty Boop's a great one.
Which one is Janice? You find Janice, yeah. You'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll hang with Janice.
Good
Janice Lord. Knows where everything is. Janice is, she likes Captain Chiefer, if you know what I mean. Mm. Hey, everybody! Janice, let's go.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm into rabbit stew.
I told you to get rabbit.
I think I found mine.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.